5 reasons to spend Christmas in the Canary Islands. Do you know what makes Christmas in the Canary Islands so unique? Enjoy a few unforgettable days on the islands, take in the Christmas ambience in a dreamy climate, sample unique cuisine and discover the island's unique traditions for yourself. Magical nativity scenes, twinkling lights and the famous Cabalgata de Reyes, or Cavalcade of the Three Kings, on the evening of the 5th of January, the eve of King's Day, when Melchior, Caspar and Baltazar stroll through the main towns. Here are 5 reasons why the islands are a great place to spend your Christmas. And don't forget, you could give the gift of a princess experience this Christmas with up to 35% off. Could there be a better plan than Christmas in the Canary Islands? Christmas in these fortunate islands is very special indeed. Magic flows through the town and city streets, flooded with twinkling lights and decorations. Families and friends get together to celebrate big meals and parties. And then there are the Spanish traditions, including a visit from the Three Kings on the night of the 5th of January, who leave gifts for all the children and adults who've behaved themselves over the year. And it all happens against a backdrop of lovely mild temperatures, ideal t-shirt weather. Fabulous. Right. Want to experience it for yourself? Bring in the new year somewhere different, with a dreamy Christmas feel. Still not convinced? Read our post and find out all the perks of spending Christmas in the Canary Islands. The Canarian climate. The weather in the Canary Islands is enviable. As other parts of the world shiver in freezing temperatures, this cluster of islands enjoys endless hours of sunshine and mild temperatures, with an average of 22 degrees throughout the year. So why not start the year with a swim in the sea on the 1st of January? Nothing could start the year better than being surrounded by palm trees, sunbathing on incredible beaches. Imagine strolling around the streets of beautiful towns and cities, and discovering the natural delights of Fuerteventura, Tenerife, La Palma or Gran Canaria, ushering in the new year in style. Amazing, right? Visit unique nativity scenes. As in the rest of Spain, towns in the Canaries put on impressive nativity scenes, open to the public and therefore all to enjoy. These iconic scenes are a sight to behold and visiting them is a truly unforgettable tradition. Here are some of the highlights. Las Cantras Beach Nativity Scene, this is one of the most awe-inspiring you'll find on all the islands. This vast sculpture on the beach is made from the sand itself by 8 of the world's finest sand sculptors. It's an original take on one of the most classic traditions of this time of year, and has become one of the most visited Christmas events in Spain. This nativity scene spans almost 3,000 square meters and is composed of more than 2,000 tons of sand. You can visit the exhibition at Plaza de Solo Terán every day over Christmas, from 10 until 22 o'clock. Nativity route in the north of Tenerife, from early December, you can visit nativity scenes on a route that takes in a number of cities and towns in the north and south of the island, Santa Cruz, La Laguna, Puerto de la Cruz, La Orotava, Guima, etc. As well as seeing all the beautiful nativity scenes, you can learn about each town's heritage and history, and of course do some Christmas shopping and enjoy the lights. Christmas markets and lights. You'll find numerous Christmas markets and light displays in the Canary Islands, flooding the cities and towns with magic. The Christmas lights at San Cristobal de la Laguna are one of the highlights. On the streets of this beautiful city, you'll find immersive decorations where you can go inside and take photos, Christmas trees towering 20 meters high and a twinkling arch of lights, among other surprises. To get the most out of it, we recommend starting your tour here. On the same island, you'll also find a Christmas market in the capital, Santa Cruz de Tenerife. Visit the Alameda del Duque de Santa Elena from the 15th of December to the 6th of January, from 10 until 22 o'clock, and take a look around the traditional market with stalls selling handmade goods and gifts. Another market that's been gradually gaining in popularity is the one in Fergas, on the island of Gran Canaria. From the first few days of December until the 5th of January, you can take in the lovely atmosphere, music and theaters, and sample endless Canarian gastronomic delights in the municipal car park. Not wanting to be left behind, Santa Cruz de la Palma is planning a Christmas market from the 25th of December to the 5th of January. Boasting around 100 stalls, the festive season will be chock-full of events, craft stalls and shows for all audiences, where the air will be thick with Christmas spirit. Finally, in Fuerteventura you'll find a Christmas market at Calita de Fust, the island's most popular. Every Thursday in December from 17 o'clock until 22 o'clock, the Plaza del Castillo will put on workshops, kids shows, games and sweet and chocolates giveaways for the whole family. 4. Learn about traditional Christmas cuisine and customs. If you want the full Canary Island Christmas experience, savoring the typical Christmas delights is a must, taking you on a tour of unforgettable sweet treats. Family meals often start with a good serving of Canarian cheese, such as Palmero or Majorero, which both stand out for their impeccable taste. For the main course, you'll usually come across typical meat, bafo marinated goat or rabbit in salmorejo, or fish dishes like stone bass forward / cod cooked in onion, for example. Accompanied by wrinkled potatoes, of course. And each island has its own desserts too. In Tejeda on Gran Canaria you'll find almendras rellenas, an almond-based sweet, in Los Realjos, Tenerife you can try sweet guava cakes, and in La Gomera, you can try a typical Tortavillana fruit cake. One dessert all the islands have in common are trucas, a stuffed pastry, filled with sweet potato, almonds or candied pumpkin. Don't forget to order yours when you eat out at a typical restaurant. And don't be fooled by the name, these truckas have nothing to do with the fish trucca, trout, in English, as you can see in the photo. Aside from all the Christmas foods, other traditions are a must at this time of year, like Gran Canaria's Ranchos de Pascua or Ranchos de Animas tradition, which you'll also find in Fuerteventura and Lanzarote. These musical groups sing about the birth of Jesus, accompanied by various instruments such as tambourines, espadas, a percussion instrument, triangles and drums. Walking the Christmas light-strewn streets with them by night is a must. 5. A starlit sky like no other in the world. The lucky Canary Islands have the best skies for stargazing, and there's no more magical time to do it than at Christmas. If you come in mid-December, you could see the Geminids meteor shower, one of the brightest of the year. And you don't even need a telescope, they're visible to the naked eye. Just find a dark place, fix your stare at a section of sky and watch for a few minutes. You'll see them raining down. And if you can get to one of the starlight reserves, areas protected from light pollution, in La Palma, Gran Canaria, Fuerteventura or Tide in Tenerife, even better. Here are our stargazing suggestions, viewpoints such as Degollada de las Yeguas, in Gran Canaria, La Noda Yucanca viewpoint, in Tenerife, the Guys Yos viewpoint, in Fuerteventura, and Las Toscas Mountain in La Palma will all give you dreamy views of the winter skies. It's all waiting, and it's all just a click away. Take advantage of our winter offers and head to Princess Hotels and Resorts for a truly magical holiday. Relaxation or fun? There's something for everyone. Have we convinced you to spend your Christmas in the Canary Islands? Go with it, and have a different kind of Christmas with us.